We now see the Old Cemetery, a monastic settlement associated with St. Imer. It is situated on an elevated setting on the northern slope of an east-west aligned gravel ridge, or esker, to the west of Clymer village. The site consists of a large graveyard, in the middle of which there are ruined remains of a medieval parish church. The graveyard was extended in the past. A drop in ground level east of the church indicates the original extent of the graveyard. There are upwards of 360 burial plots and 340 memorials in the old cemetery. The surnames on many of the older memorials are still recorded in the parish today. These memorials provide a visual record of burials in the parish from the mid-17th century to the present day. Over this time, various styles of memorials were erected in the graveyard, with each generation providing a particular form of remembrance for their loved ones. However, it is certain that many, many others were also interred there who have no memorial to show their final resting place in the graveyard or in the old church located therein. A badly damaged 17th century grave slab survives within the chancel of the church. The high status grave slab bears the name of William O'Tressy, who died in 1649. Although the slab lies in three separate pieces and some of the inscription is missing, it can be established that the stone was commissioned by his father, Thomas Tressy. Against the inside of the west wall of the church is the next oldest memorial, which was erected by Michael McDermott in the memory of his daughter, Margaret, who died in 1775, at just 16 years of age. The memorial erected by Lawrence Broderick in memory of his father, Hugh Broderick, who died in 1831, is a classic example of the skill of some stonemasons around this time, with this memorial bearing beautiful calligraphy and iconography.
There's a tombstone lying inside the east wall of the church, erected by the Reverend L. Dillon, parish priest in Manslow at the time, in memory of his father Patrick Dillon, who died in 1840. This stone is unique in the graveyard due to the fact that of all the memorials there, it is the only one with embossed or raised lettering. It only became commonplace for stonemasons to sign their works in the early 20th century. However, the earliest signed example in this graveyard is on the memorial of Hugh Larkin, who died in 1797, and is signed by the stonemason Michael Redden. Some memorials are very interesting in that they may state the occupation of the deceased, as in the case of John Robinson, N.T., which tells us that he was a national school teacher. The inscription on the Walsh Memorial indicates that Reverend Thomas Walsh, CC, was a Catholic curate. While the memorial erected to James Kilkenny, who died in 1889, aged 22 years, tells that he was a member of the Royal Irish Constabulary. Information on social attitudes and pertaining conditions may be gleaned from memorials. An example of this is on the memorial to Catherine Clark, who was interred in 1889, erected by her husband John, and declaring, erected by John Clark of Redmond Hill, as a tribute of conjugal love. Another example of social attitude is the memorial to Anne Madden, erected by her husband Edward Larkin and interred in 1844, the footnote of which reads, Ed Larkin, Reverend, John Larkin, his son, and the rest of the family are now in US America.
Standing near the northwestern corner of the graveyard is the memorial to Patsy Sheil, who was obviously very interested in trucks, as the memorial is adorned with an image of one on the right-hand side. The symbol to the left represents his and his wife Carmel's membership of Cumaltis Ciol Tori Éireann. A few metres to the southwest of where the side wall of the church once stood is the memorial to Francis Larkin, who was obviously a lifelong hurley maker and hurling fan, as the engraved crossed hurleys are on both sides of the memorial. During the millennium year 2000, a memorial to the deceased children of the parish was erected in the old cemetery.